If I could turn back the hands of time.
It's the premiere of The Hands of Time. Welcome. Hi, I'm Bill Nance.
I'm Melody Morris.
And Melody, the very first program on this series heard every week at this time, The Hands of Time. Well, let's explain it first. What is The Hands of Time all about?
Well, it's a history of Christian music from the Jesus Movement forward. The Jesus Movement hit, Bill, in the late 60s, early 70s, and we're going to be taking a look at what happened then and what's happened since.
And on these programs, you will hear one-on-one, in-depth interviews with some of those early legendary Christian artists. You'll hear their music, and you'll hear top 10 programs of some of those great, great years. So it's going to be exciting.
It will be, Bill, and we're calling our top 10 our Hot 10 for the Hands of Time top 10.
Well, to understand the Jesus Movement, you really have to go back a number of years before 1970 when all that was starting out. Now, secular entertainers for decades had been crossing over to produce sometimes distinctly Christian albums of faith, but well, crossing over to what? Early on, back into the 40s, 50s, even 60s, the only type of music really were the hymns, and with a piano and organ. That's just about all you had in the churches, you know, and that's just about all we sang.
And a lot of times it was with the choir music, pianos, and organs. Now, I would like to mention, Bill, that there was Southern gospel music. It was a spinoff, kind of a Christian version of country music, but it still wasn't mainstream, and there still was no Christian music industry or format.
No, there wasn't, and really all you had on the top 40 radio stations would be on Sunday morning when they would devote maybe 1, 2, maybe up to 4 or 5 hours for religious programs, maybe a message pre-recorded from a worship service. Sometimes some music was included, but not very much at all. I think the local top 40 station I can remember back in the 60s, they devoted maybe 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for public affairs and for religious programming, and that was just about it.
It was a lot of preaching programs, no real music format, and those rare Christian music stations that did exist really didn't have anything to pattern themselves after. I remember one that would just put on an album and let it track from the first cut to the last, because there really wasn't any model to pattern oneself after.
Now, Melody, on occasion back in those days, you would find a secular artist, some very well-known artists, who would cross over and do occasional gospel music.
A very prominent example of that would be Elvis Presley. He married his rhythm and blues style with gospel sounds when he released Peace in the Valley in 1957, Bill, and then he went on later to produce an entire album dedicated to Christian music in 1961 called His Hand in Mine. There was another artist who was already producing full and complete albums of Christian music, and that was Pat Boone.
Yeah, interesting, because here are two artists who are very much into the pop scene and rock for Elvis, and he did gospel, he did Peace in the Valley, but he did You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, they buttered their bread from their secular music, but their Christian roots, their faith, drove them to release occasional Christian songs.
And of course, Pat Boone, a well-known Christian to this day, yet with the white shoes and the milk that he gets teased about, yet he had a 1962 pop song, a novelty song really, Speedy Gonzales. Well, at the same time, secular music was making some big change. Because in the 50s, as the rock and roll came along, the Frank Sinatras, the Bing Crosbys, the crooners, and the big band music sort of took a back seat, and rock and roll came along and really raised some eyebrows.
Well, they did. Some secular artists even made their conversion to Christianity quite public. Do you remember Little Richard? Tutti Frutti, Long Tall...